member of council has received a copy of the minutes from our November 12th business meeting. Were there any corrections to the minutes? Here none, the minutes will stand approved as written. Item 5, citizen comments. We have had two people sign up for citizen comments. You are allowed 3 minutes to make your comments. We have a timer system that will start counting down from 3. I'll begin that timer once you have come to the podium. When you come to the podium, state your name and address, and then the timer will start once your comments start. So at 30 seconds to go, it will start flashing yellow, and with 15 seconds to go, it will start blinking orderly, and then when time's up, please conclude your comments as quickly as you can. It's okay if you run over a sentence or two, but if it goes on much longer than that, I'll have to call you to order. So we'll begin with Joseph Lewis.
My name is Joseph Lewis. I'm a resident of Simpsonville.
Mr. Lewis, hold on 1 moment, please. Now, okay, you can start again, please.
My name is Joseph Lewis. I've been a resident of Simpsonville for the last 30 years. And I just want to start off by saying thank you for allowing me to address everyone here this afternoon, and particularly the members of council that were involved in the sale of the old City Hall building on Main Street. I contacted the mayor roughly 2 years ago and asked him if the building was going to be available on the open market. He then informed me that the city had decided to sell it to the developer who bought the old main building next door. I then asked him if he was able to disclose the sale amount and the details of the sale. He then asked me what interest I would have in it, and I informed him that myself and a group of investors were interested in making an offer of $1.5 million had we had the opportunity to acquire it on the open market. After asking him and the city administrator about why it was not offered on the open market for everyone to have a chance, they simply said they could not give the details until after the sale. It is not uncommon for the cities to offer properties to the public. Example, when the city of Malden sold their old Rite Aid building adjacent to their city hall, it was offered to the public. When the city of Greenville decided to sell their city hall building in downtown Greenville, it was offered to the public. It would seem that this would be the most transparent way to get the most money for the property and at the same time be able to approve any plans that best fits the city's interests. Fast forward to 2024, I spoke with Councilman Rupe and expressed my concerns about this deal. He then informed me that he couldn't give any details out of fear of being brought up on ethics charges. We are here now, and I understand that speaking to the city administrator that the building will be sold on January 17, 2025. I then asked her in that conversation last week, could she give me the details of the sale price and the appraisal that we paid for. She then stated that because the deal was made in an executive session and that we will not know anything about the price until after it closes. I understand the deal is going to go through regardless of what I say here tonight, but I felt an obligation to come speak on what I feel should be a more transparent and open process. I again ask on behalf of everyone, please tell us why you can't give us the information when asked without having to go through a Freedom of Information request. It would seem that public servants that serve the best interest of the community would want to be more open about the property that is owned by the community and give everyone an equal opportunity for some reason. But for some reason, we have to wonder why these details would be hidden, especially when the residents of the community own this property. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Buzz. Next up is Ron Folk. If you would state your name and address, and when your comments start, I'll be in the
time. My name is Ron Folk. I live at 18 Cloverfield Drive here in Simpsonville. I agree with the man that just spoke, Mr. Lewis. It doesn't look good when a city disposes of property with basically a backroom deal, especially an executive session. You're not supposed to make decisions like that in an executive session, according to my very, very limited legal understanding of the municipal code. Those decisions are supposed to be public. It just doesn't pass the smell test. It's a sign of corruption. I'm not accusing you, I'm just saying it's a sign of corruption. There's a lot of people think in the community that think y'all are corruption and are making backroom deals. This doesn't do anything to mitigate that circumstance. It's especially bad when the response is that it's confidential. You can't tell anybody about it until it's a done deal. I question the integrity of that. I question how smart that is. It would have been better to do an RFP for that, just like you did for the fire department, old library building. Whatever that's going to be, it's going to be a great opportunity for whoever decides to do something with that little building. I've suggested it to a couple of people. Just disappointed in your actions over there. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Item 7A, second reading of TX-2024-03. This one is refinements to the zoning ordinance. Mr. Derby, if you would summarize, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good evening, Council Mayor. This is the second reading of this ordinance, and I'm going to skim over some of these. It's not too repetitive. Section 2425, we're looking to increase the setbacks in a residential district to 20 feet. Section 32 through 3243 deals with the alcohol sales in our downtown and our business districts. We kind of line ourselves with the same requirement for setbacks. The next section, 455, deals with the parking requirement to require parking in driveways that are garages and residential developments. Section 473 is the Lewis Sidewalk Fund that we're trying to get developers that are able to have the sidewalk way for their property to pay into a fee, and we can use that sidewalk fee somewhere else in the city. And last section is 410.6. It's allowed for digital signs in our overlay districts on city-owned property. Nothing's changed since the last read, and I can answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Derby. The motion is in order. Councilmember Rochette.
Mayor, I move that Council approve second reading of TX-2024-03, miscellaneous refinements to the zoning.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Pinkerton. Discussion? Councilmember O'Rear?
Once again, thanks for the new parking garage for spots thing. It's going to be a big deal because people struggle with it now, especially my neighborhood. So thank you for that. I would just like to reiterate in the future what I would like to see. I'm not the boss by any stretch. But we have four different topics to split them off into four different ordinances. That way, we can look at both on their own merits versus one big package. That's just personal preference for me, but thanks for doing all that.
Yes, sir.
Council. If there's no further discussion, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of approving the motion for second reading of TX-2024-03, miscellaneous refinements to the zoning ordinance, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed, signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. Item 7B, commissions and board appointments. Mr. Burry, would you sign this, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is the time of the year we do make these appointments. Seats are coming available on both commission and our zoning appeals. We have one seat coming available. Mr. Ed Razor has stepped down in this year after over 53 years of service with the city. For our zoning appeals, we have two seats coming available. Ms. Karen Medlin has asked to be reappointed. Mr. Lane Sports did not. So we have two seats on there. Planning Commission is a 4-year seat. Board of Zoning Appeals is a 3-year seat. We have gotten 5 applicants in total for these positions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kirby. We will begin with the Planning Commission. We have one position open. In front of you, Council, you have two stacks of prepared ballots for, we'll start with the Planning Commission that has the purple edge on each ballot. Find your ballot marked round one. You can choose from any of the candidates on the screen that you see here. If you would, fill in your choice, sign your ballot, and our clerk will collect them. Okay.
Mayor, can we just pass them?
Oh, yeah. While preparing to count the vote, it will take a vote of four or more to approve a candidate for the position of planning commission.
Mayor, there are seven votes for Stockton Wells.
I vote 7-0, Stockton Wells is appointed to the planning commission. Next is Board of Zone Appeals. There are two positions open. Each of you has ballots in front of you with the yellow edge on the left. And start with finding your ballot marked round one. You have two choices. Please fill in two different names. You can't fill in one name twice. If you'll fill in two different names for your choices for the Board of Zoning Appeals. Again, it will take four votes of council to appoint someone to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Anyone who receives four or more votes will receive the appointment.
Mayor, there are seven votes for David Watkins. And then for the other seat, there are four votes for Adair Hill and three votes for Aaron Medlin.
So by those votes, there are two candidates who have received four or more votes. The appointments are David Watkins and Adair Hill. And that concludes our election for our boards and commissions. Thank you, Mr. Durbin. This brings us to the end of our agenda this evening. If there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.